Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
We will move on. Caroline Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Brendan. Nice to speak to you.
Good to speak to you again, Caroline. So you're the Water Development Officer with Cork County Council. And now that the schools are out, and I think people are going to have a partially summer's day in parts of the country today. So people will be heading to the seasides and waterways around the country. So you're going to give us our now annual refresher on how to stay safe in the water. So look, what are the key things for people to remember if they're going to the seaside this weekend?
Thanks, Brendan. So the key thing is to prepare for your trip. Know the local hazards at the beach you're going to, and swim at a lifeguarded beach if you can at all possible. Know what the flag system is at the beach. And when you are swimming, swim close and parallel to the shore. Stay within your depth and swim within your depth at all times.
OK, what do you do if you think you're starting to struggle in the water?
If you are in difficulty in the water, raise your hand in the air and shout for help as loud as you possibly can. And of course, it's very important never to go swimming on your own, so that if somebody does get into difficulty, there is somebody there that can help them out. And the numbers to call in an emergency are 999 or 112 and ask for the Coast Guard.
OK. And sometimes I think if people are struggling in the water, they can panic and start moving more. We're supposed to float to live, aren't we? You turn around on your back and float. Is that right?
Absolutely, Brendan. So if you are in difficulty, it's like trying to stay calm, not to panic. Turn onto your back and you're floating like a star, arms out and legs out, and try and get your breathing under control. Once you're under control, then you can shout for help and help will be sought for you.
OK. If you see someone struggling in the water, what do you do?
You ring the Coast Guard on 999 or 112, or alert the lifeguard service if there's one on the beach, or if there are other people around you, you can ask them for help. Have a look for the ring buoys. There's life buoys on all the beaches. Know where they are and know how to use them if you need to use them in an emergency situation. So you take the ring buoy out of the box, and there's a number of meters of rope on the ring buoy. Drop the rope on the ground, stand on the end of the rope to anchor the rope alongside you. And then with an underarm swing, you throw the ring buoy over the person's head, pulling it towards them all the time, telling them to catch the ring buoy, encouraging them to shore, getting them to kick their legs. And of course, if something like that does happen, have somebody call the emergency services and get others to help you. But you never go in to rescue anybody else.
You never try and rescue anyone, no?
No, you never go in after anybody else.
OK. Any particular tips for children at the beach, Caroline?
Yeah, so it's going to be hopefully a busy summer with blue skies, and the children are on holidays now. So supervision of children is huge. OK, so when you're on your way to the beach, it's very important to have the conversation that if kids get split up with you at the beach, to know where you're going to meet them at. And a good tip is to go to the lifeguard station, talk to the lifeguards, and we'll reunite them with their parents. The other one, Brendan, is holding hands saves lives. So whether you're on the sand or in the sea, you need to be holding hands with kids. And also, parents not to be phone focused, or adults with children not to be phone focused. If you're supervising kids, you need to have all your attention on what you're doing.
So no eyes off them, even for one split second, really, yeah?
100%, Brendan. And the other one then is the inflatables, or if people have balls or toys. If you have a ball or a toy and it gets taken out to sea, leave it off, okay? And the inflatables,
you shouldn't have them there in the first place, should you, Caroline?
You see people playing football and that on the beach, okay, and it's a natural thing to do. But in fact, if they get taken out to sea, leave them off, okay? And inflatables, you know, the blow-up beds, and sometimes you can see them in the shape of swans or flamingos or whatever, they're not suitable for open water, Brendan. They're too dangerous. In the blink of an eye, you'll get taken out. So please, for any of the beaches that you're going to, or any open water, don't take inflatables.
Okay, we see a lot of gangs of teens now have taken to going off swimming. So the older teenagers who are going without parental supervision, obviously, and stuff, what advice to give them?
So I suppose the first thing, Brendan, is ourselves, model safe behaviour ourselves. And from when kids are small up along, if you do the simple things right and you model safe behaviour, hopefully that behaviour will stick. But you need to know where they're going, right? And if they are on the beach with a group, stay hydrated, drinking plenty of water, no swimming under the influence, because your decision making and your ability will be impaired. And don't be pressurised into doing risky activities around the water. Okay, so again, as I say, simple things right and keep in mind the rules. Look at the signs, know where the ring boys are, and no swimming under the influence.
Okay, and finally, if people are swimming inland, rivers, lakes, all of that kind of thing, is there particular advice around that?
Again, Brendan, it's about doing the simple things right, making sure people are supervised. If there's children going in areas like that, that there's adults with them. Know that you have phone coverage and make sure there's some type of rescue equipment there. Think about where you're going. Know if there are any particular dangers at that area. But I would always advise, always, if you are going swimming, swim at a lifeguarded waterway.
OK, and also swim where there are other people swimming and swim where you know. Wouldn't that be common sense as well?
100%, Brendan. So make sure you know where you're going and make sure there are others around you so that if there is something happens and you get into difficulty, there's people there that can help you. Oh. So absolutely, yeah.
Okay, Caroline Casey, Water Development Officer with Cork County Council. As always, thank you for that. Look, it sounds like a lot of common sense and everything, but I think people can't be reminded enough of it. Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks, Brendan.